AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. A powerful storm system is whacking parts of the nation from Texas to Minnesota, bringing heavy rains and the possibility of flash flooding. The flash floods could happen in parts of the country that saw damaging tornadoes yesterday, along with strong winds, and all of that again early this morning. Kelly Kane is with the Oklahoma Department of Emergency Management.
We had tornadoes, straight-line winds, heavy rain and flash flooding that came through the state, starting down in the southwest area of the state and kind of moving up into kind of across the state.
No reports of any deaths or injuries. Tomorrow, Amtrak plans to resume limited service between Philadelphia and New York, and a day after that, full service. It's been almost a week since a train jumped the tracks in Philadelphia, killing 8 people. Amtrak's putting a new safety system in place on the northbound rails there. Our Shirley Smith has more on that.
The Federal Railroad Administration ordered Amtrak to expand the use of the system. Amtrak said it would comply, adding that its overarching goal is to provide safe and secure rail passenger travel.
We're learning more about that flash weekend raid into Syria by U.S. commandos. A U.S. official says the aim was to capture, not kill, an Islamic State group commander known as Abu Sayyaf. But the U.S. Army commandos met stiff resistance from militants. Abu Sayyaf is described as the Islamic State's head of oil operations. He was killed along with an estimated dozen or so militant fighters. The second of 2 Mississippi police officers shot to death a week ago during a traffic stop in Hattiesburg has been laid to rest. Officer LaCoury Tate was 25 years old. This is AP Radio News. Pope Francis has elevated 2 women to sainthood in hopes of encouraging Christians who were being targeted by Islamic extremists. The 2 women were nuns in what was then called Palestine. Our Nicole Winfield is in Vatican City.
The church is holding these 2 women up as models and a source of encouragement for Christians across the Middle East. They are known in many places in Lebanon and Syria, Egypt and elsewhere. So the church is hoping that these will be a source of encouragement for Christians who are undergoing some persecution and discrimination at the hands of extremists.
Britain's Prince Harry is ending his 10-year military career with thanks to the British Army. He says being in the Army kept him out of trouble. In an interview published in the Sunday Times, the 30-year-old prince also revealed that he is content being single. He says he doesn't have a girlfriend right now, and that's okay with him. He's also calling for Britain to bring back mandatory national service. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.